This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Allergy season is on its way and you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Save $200 on the 3-Pack. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code Howie3 to order.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And so there are the three things. I hope my legacy is that I was able to restore some decency and honor to the office.
Aw, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh?
I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
What a stupid son of a bitch.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
And more concerning for Joe Biden and for Democrats generally, the percentage of voters saying that they will vote for Republicans in the midterm elections is at the highest level that we have seen since 2010.
The polls are showing it. The mood is showing it. We will save America. The cavalry is coming.
Swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
Yeah, let's hope it's not F Troops cavalry. That's the cavalry that Joe Biden would be a part of. He's part Indian, too, you know. He's a Hakawi. Hakawi, not fighters, we lovers. It's an old line from the 60s. All right, 781 has a great text here about one of our products. I bought a couple of the Eden Pure filters back when you first started selling them. Long story short, they ended up in the bottom of a closet until last week. My dog stinks to high heaven, so I plugged the one in near her bed, and in less than 1 hour, the entire room, it's huge with a cathedral ceiling, smelled fresh and clean. Great product. Works better than advertised. Thank you for that great review, and you can buy yours at EdenPureDeals.com and use code Howie3. EdenPureDeals.com and use code Howie3 if you want to get a great deal like the 781 did. All right, 844-500-4242. We've started doing this thing on Mondays with the way inflation is and the supply chain shortages and just the general economic malaise in the nation. And you just heard one of the callers talking about how his fuel oil bill went up from $430 last year, or you know, in Trump era, to over $700 last week for 216 gallons of home heating oil. And I talked to a guy today, a Democrat. And he just filled up his car over the weekend, $77. I don't think he's got a big car either, $77. And he said, you know, he said, I feel like a fool. He's in Massachusetts. And he said, I voted for the guy in the Democrat primary because the other two people he was running against were Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And I thought, well, at least he's not them. But again, it turns out he is them. He's worse than them, probably. Well, he's as bad as they are. I won't go so far as to say he's not bad. So anyway, we want to hear from you. What do you want to thank Brandon for? What do you want to thank him for? It's, you know, what was the last time you went to the store, any store, you went to the gas station and you were shocked to see how much it cost? What was the last time you couldn't find something that you've never had a problem finding before? When was the last time you went to a place and it wasn't open because they couldn't get any help because everybody had gotten too lazy to go to work anymore because they were making so much money not working? 844-500-4242. So just you can call us at 844-500-4242, or you can just text us. Text Howie to 63566, and we'll do as many as we can here. We'll read as many as we can, and I assume we'll get a lot, because again, everybody's out and about, and they see what's happening, and it's just a disaster across the board. And he has no clue. And all he says is people are making more money than ever before. Well, you know, again, the real wages are going down at like between 1 and 2% a month because the inflation rate is so high. And the inflation rate, they call it core inflation, doesn't include food and fuel. So you know how bad it is. 844-500-4242, 781. Thanks, Brandon, for me not finding Famous Amos cookies for about 3 months now. You know, now that you mention it, down here at Newsmax, they used to have snacks in the two cafeterias. And they used to have Famous Amos cookies. And you know what, 781? I haven't seen any Famous Amos cookies for about 3 months either.
Barbaric.
We're all paying the price. Not that Famous Amos cookies are my favorite, but I'll take them in a pinch, especially if they're free, like they are in the cafeteria here. 844-500-4242. Yeah, I'd like to hear about shortages, because there are shortages everywhere, everywhere. Joey, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joey.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
I'm a high school student, and I actually drive 45 minutes to my high school every single day, and it's just crazy to see how much these gas prices are going up. I drive probably 90 to 100 miles each day, and it's a bite out of the wallet. It's insane how these prices are going up. I can't keep up with it.
So what's the last price you paid for gasoline, Joey?
So it's probably close to $3.50 right now, and that's the cheapest place I can find around. I pay cash. Other places I see are more than $4 right now.
I paid $3.70 this morning. That's the highest I paid. Yeah.
661 says just paid over $5 a gallon in California. Thanks, Brandon. $5. I mean, if California is always more expensive, so what are you going to do, Joey? There's nothing you can do, is there? You're just a victim of circumstance, like Delbert McClinton.
I know, and I thought my hybrid Camry would do the trick, saving me on gas, but that doesn't help when Trump's not in office.
Boy, it sure doesn't. Thanks for the call, Joey. I appreciate it. I hope. Market Basket brand of French fries. What the heck? Always out of stock on a house brand. I know. I still can't get those little boxes of Kleenexes I was telling you about. The house brand of Kleenex down here. I haven't seen it for like 3 or 4 weeks. Unfortunately, the last time it was in, I picked up like 5 boxes just because I knew it was going to be. I had a feeling it wasn't. It was going to be in short supply again. But you know, this is why, you know, and it's only natural human nature to stock up on something if there's a shortage, but that just makes it worse. I understand that. 401, thank you, Brandon. My local CVS pharmacy closed an hour at noon now since they don't have enough help. 843, Nantucket is already $5. Yeah, it's an island, that's why. 508, I can't get cream cheese for my bagels. Yeah, that's been going on for a while too. Remember there were stories in the New York papers several months ago about that, about how the bagel shops were saying, they could still get the bagels, but they couldn't get cream cheese, and they were wondering how much their customers were going to want to buy the bagels if they didn't have cream cheese. And I think that's a very good point. I can't find tapioca pudding anywhere. No joke, says 207. Uh-oh. Now we got a problem, 207, if we can't get tapioca pudding.
Didn't know Joe had a main number.
617, my small business insurance policy used to be $500. It was just renewed for $740. Let's see. Thank you, Brandon, says 781. I'm 5 years from retirement after working 40-plus years working my ass off. My very near future appears to be in jeopardy. Yeah. I think a lot of house brands. I'm getting several texts about house brands being out of stock, and I think maybe they figure that they can make more profit on their regular brands, and so they're going with them, and they have less product to produce whatever it is that they're making, and they probably also have less help to be on the assembly lines. Lily, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lily.
I honestly, I'd love if I could have the voice changer. That might help me, Howie.
Okay, the voice changer is always available. This is the witness protection program of the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Lily.
Well, I would like to thank President Biden and Nancy Pelosi for saving me from excessive guilt, because they knew deep down up here in Maine I could have had excessive guilt for paying too little for my groceries. And for them to have that foresight has changed my life.
Yeah, you know, they've helped do away with your white privilege, Lily.
Well, I'm actually a native Mainer, so I'm actually glow in the dark because I'm really fair this color. If I get beige, I'm doing well. If I sit by a window too much on a double shift. But Howie, one thing, because I have an autoimmune disease, and of all things, I have to keep up with my fruits and veggies. I'm having a hard time getting raisins. Just plain
raisins?
Old generic raisins.
Really?
Yeah, of all things, like just the Walmart brand raisins. The big old container Walmart brand raisins.
Well, that's a new one on me.
Online, I can't find them.
You can't find them online either?
No, they keep saying they're out of stock. This is Walmart, and I signed up for the W Plus plan. You know, so instead of spending all the money for gas driving back and forth to Walmart for my groceries,
right,
they'll actually deliver some of them. And it keeps my gas down, no joke. And, like, of all things, like my celery, I have to juice celery every single morning for my autoimmune. And
yeah,
my price of celery has doubled in a year.
Ugh. Lily, I feel your pain. Thanks. Thank you for the call. 520. $4 a gallon gas in Flagstaff, $3.79 in Tucson. Replacement battery for Casio watch was about $10 2 years ago, $27.50 last week. Thanks, Brandon, you jerk. 617, no Ritz crackers at Market Basket in Waltham. Yeah, I've been very concerned about, I like Townhouse crackers, and I've been very concerned about them. I've got the, they don't have too many boxes in reserve there. And I get Uncle Ben's, in the box, long grain boiled rice. I got the last box
How
on
dare
Saturday.
You?
Excuse me. Greta's right. I got the last Ben's long grain. Uncle
you better
Ben.
Watch your microaggressions, bro.
Uncle Ben sleeps with the fishes. 844-500-4242, 508. Walgreens pharmacy sections closed weekends on the Cape. They don't have enough help. Everybody's taking it easy. Everybody's, no one wants to work. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. What do you want to thank Brandon for? I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
The Massachusetts minimum wage is $14, but the state house minimum wage for lawmakers is over $70,000. The perks and privileges of being a part-time lawmaker include extra pay for travel, free parking, health care, and a pension. Visit massfiscal.org to learn how to run for office. That address again is massfiscal.org. 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 Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will more than 20 Democrats still be wearing masks at Brandon's State of the Union address?
Yes.
85% say yes.
Keeps going up and up and up as people think about it. You know, inflation is through the roof, and we're going to get back to the calls in a moment. But I have to tell you, FEMA, at least you're getting your money's worth out of government. FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Act website, ready.gov. has a warning if there's a nuclear explosion. You know, now with the nuclear tension, with Russia putting all of its nuclear forces on high alert. Get inside if there is a nuclear attack, says FEMA. Go to the basement or middle of the building. Stay away from the outer walls and roof. Try to maintain a distance of at least 6 feet between yourself and people who are not part of your household. I guess COVID is still a problem. It will be spread by a nuclear attack. If possible, wear a mask if you're sheltering with people who are not a part of your household. Children under 2 years old, people who have trouble breathing, and those who are unable to remove masks on their own should not wear them. Well, that's a relief.
Atomic COVID, the next variant.
Not COVID A, COVID atomic. 844-500-4242. FPL electric bill. This is in Florida. Florida Power and Light. $68 to $86. I can't seem to find my favorite Honduran cigars, Dr. Pepper or arugula, but at least I got to keep my health plan and my doctor. Oh, very good line, 617. A Limerick guy, it cost me $600 to fill my gas tank, my oil tank in Trump's last days. And yesterday it cost me $600 to top off my half-full tank. Thanks, Brandon. No gas today at Walmart in Somerset, Somersworth, New Hampshire. Six pumps, no gas. 928 in Snowflake, Arizona. Gas is $3.83 for regular. We have cream cheese and raisins, but no top Raymond. Apparently, that's gone. Haven't had it for months. Someone says Wheat Thins are gone too. Crackers are in short supply, or they're in uncertain supply. Donna, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donna.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
My daughter and I started a company 3 years ago before COVID, and we walked off. And, you know, we went through a lot of turmoil during, you know, all of that going on. But now, you know, we have to drive to the houses, and we have to up the price of every, you know, everyone that we're walking their dogs, you know, because we have to drive, and gas is costing us so much money.
Do the customers, your customers have to understand, though, don't they?
Yes, they do understand, but I just want to call in and say it affects the most smallest company. You know, we're only four people doing
right.
a small business, and we have to up our prices, and it affects everybody. And it's just so sad. It just makes me...
You know the worst thing about it, Donna, is it's so unnecessary. So unnecessary. I mean, he took something that wasn't broke, and he broke it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's an old saying, but it's so true. And this is just another example of it. You know, don't mess with something. And now he wants the Build Back Better program, and all he's ever done is break things. He's never built anything. And he wants to tell you he knows how to fix it. He broke it. It's a lot easier to break something than it is to build something, isn't it? Thanks for the call, Donna. Michael, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Michael.
Hello, Howie.
Hi, how you doing?
It's good. I'm doing great here. Commercial fishermen, 5,000 gallons a week. Price went up to $2. The other thing, 2 years ago, I bought a Class A motorhome, planning on going cross country after retiring and all this.
Yeah.
I bought a diesel at 180. House 380. I got to thank Ben Bannon for that.
You're breaking up, Michael. I wish I could. I'd like to hear some more of these. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. We're out of time on this segment, I think. So we'll be right back. Everybody, hang on. We're gonna get right back to this. Our Thanks Brandon segment, and we have a new intro for the Thanks Brandon segment when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We have a new intro for this segment, which I neglected to play. Taylor did a good job with this, though. This is the intro for our, what'll be for the time being. I hope it'll be a transitory segment, if you know what I mean, but somehow I think it'll be around for a while. This is the intro for our Let's Go Brandon, Thanks Brandon segment.
The phrase is Let's Go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon.
Yeah, let's go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon.
the Brandon administration.
Let's go, Brandon.
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 Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
781. BJ's gas in Norwood was 301 2 weeks ago. It is now 339. Thanks, Brandon. 603. I'm at Logan Airport right now. I'm going to L.A. to buy a new Cadillac for my limo service. I can't find any here in Boston. Wow. Can't find a Cadillac. When was the last time anybody said, I can't find a cat? Well, actually, it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago on the thing, on the Thanks Brandon segment. A woman said her father had died and it left her some money, and she was finally fulfilling her lifelong dream of getting a Cadillac, but the dealer couldn't sell her anyone. 844-500-4242. I just read you the statement from FEMA saying if you're in a nuclear attack, be sure to wear a mask at the bomb shelter. And Limerick guy says, just think how many lives could have been saved in Hiroshima if everyone had been wearing masks. That's a very good point, Limerick guy. Carol, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carol.
Hi, I have something to thank Brandon for, and I also have a question for you, Howie.
Yes.
The thing I want to thank Brandon for is I bought this little house like a year ago, a little more than a year ago, and when I first bought the house, it was right around the time Brandon got elected. My heating and electric bill under Unitil were like, you know, $200, then it was $300, then $400. Now it's more than $800 for heating and electricity, and my house
quadrupled?
Is not that big.
Quadrupled?
Yes. Under Brandon. I don't know what Unitil's doing, but my bill has gone through the roof. And I don't even keep the heat at like 67. So, you know, I'm not sure why this is happening to me. And then the other thing, I have a question for you. Didn't Obama say he wanted gas prices to be more than $4 a gallon, but
yes,
you had to do it gradually? Yeah.
Yes, so he now, said that gas, you know, prices, the adverb he used was will necessarily rise. Yes. This is it. I mean, it's like Charlie Baker's undersecretary for climate change said last year. He said we've got to tighten the screws on the people. This has been all of their plan all along. They don't like the poll numbers heading south, but this is their plan, Carol.
Yes, we shouldn't be paying for an undersecretary of anything for anybody. It's a waste of our tax dollars.
No kidding. This guy, I don't know what happened to him, but he's been out of work because he said it publicly. Only Barack Obama could get away with saying it publicly. This guy was just a coat holder. Thanks for the call, Carol. Farmer John in Connecticut. He says he buys a premix that I feed to the cows. It's up $70 a ton since Friday. Since Friday. There's another one. Market Basket, Little Powder Sugar Donuts, 99 cents in December, $1.50 now. 617 at Market Basket, scallops are now $26 a pound. King Crab Legs, $70 a pound. Well, you understand. I mean, they need fuel to go out and get the scallops. And, you know, again, if the price doubles, naturally the price of scallops is going to double. And I guess I don't know where the crabs come from. I assume they have to go out in the ocean to get them too. That you can't just pick them out of the sand. I don't think. I don't know. I should know that stuff, but I don't. 844-500-4242. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, Howie Carr. I'm sorry that's why I called Biden. It's Brandon. I'm sorry. It break my heart. It's never going to happen. Never going to happen. Only Brandon. Thank you, Brandon. I still have Dutch liver. No liver. In the supermarket.
Still no liver for Dutch the pit bull?
No.
What are you feeding Dutch?
Well, we mix it with chicken and rice, and we put some chicken and rice and bean, and we feed him very good, and he's a very healthy dog.
But he prefers liver. He prefers liver.
Yes, yes. I'm liver and chicken.
You got to ask Cory Booker what happened to Dutch's liver the next time you see him in Newark, which will probably be never, actually, now that I think about it.
Yes, you will. Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you, Mr. Garcia. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, Howie, I'm glad you fessed up. I went to the Market Basket a month ago. I was looking for tissues. There wasn't one box to be found. So now I know who got them all.
Yeah, they still have some of the ones that have the lotion on them, but I don't like those damn things. You know, you can't clean your glasses with a tissue that has lotion on it, right?
I got them next time. But anyway, bacon. I used to buy this Hormel Black Seal bacon for years, 2 for $7, right?
Yeah.
Now I get on there, $5.99 a package. I'm like, you beautiful.
Wait a second. From two for seven bucks to $5.99.
Yeah.
Have you checked then, to see if maybe they've cut maybe they've gone down an ounce in the packaging too? Because bacon, since they went down from a pound, they've been kind of slowly reducing the size. You know, whenever there's a Democrat president, it seems like. Check that out the next time you go. Go ahead.
Somebody stole my thunder about the crab meat and the scallops. I used to make fish chowder. You know, I get cold hogs. I get
oh right.
I'm all done with that. I'm going to make a pot of soup. Going to cost me $50. I said, no, I ain't doing that. Chicken wings at the deli, right?
Yeah.
Used to be $5.99 a pound. You know, you get two or three wings to eat on the way home.
Yeah.
$7.99 a pound now for the chicken wings.
Man. Yeah, Market Basket always had good prices on fish. And I'm sure they're still competitive with all the other supermarkets. But, you know, everything's, you know, again, anything that requires gasoline or fuel oil or diesel oil, it's through the roof. And that's everything. That's everything because everything is either delivered or, you know, whatever, fished or, you know, trucked in. Thanks for the call, Frank. Carl, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carl.
Good evening, Mr. Carr. I'd like everybody that can hear my voice go to the Capitol tomorrow at the State of the Union.
Okay. All right. And stand outside the fences. Thanks for the call, Carl. 774. Thank you, Brandon, for the most I have ever spent on oil in my life. $643.20 for 166 gallons. Officer Mark says, boss, I'm doing the best I can out here for the outfit, but thanks to Brandon, the collection envelopes are light this quarter. Yeah, the economy affects graft collections, too, as well, you know? That's the way it goes. 844-500-4242. Another confirmation, $70 a pound confirmed. Who the hell is buying crab legs for? Well, somebody is, obviously. It's not my thing. 844-500. I wonder what lobster meat, shucked tail lobster meat costs nowadays. It's got to be over 50 a pound. I'll bet it is. Someone will tell me. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Howie. Hey. I'm calling from North Carolina. I talked to you last week there about the Graham man. Well, my Brandon, thank you, Brandon. I got gas yesterday, regular gas, at BJ's in Burlington, North Carolina.
Yeah, right.
And I used the BJ's consumer card for the first time, and
right.
It was 10 cents off a gallon, and I paid $3.17.9. And I looked at my daughter.
Such a deal.
Like, wow. I got one up on the man. You know, I got one up on the man. How crazy. I mean, you know, last year $1.79, this year $3.79, and it's like, wow, man.
Brandon says you just don't realize how great you have it, Dennis.
I guess so, Howie. I guess so. I love the show, and keep on trucking.
Thank you, and keep listening to me down in Alamance County, North Carolina. I'm very familiar with Alamance County. It's between Chapel Hill and Greensboro. 844-500-4242. Jen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jen.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
I'm kind of complaining. I just left Dana Farber, 43 years old, battling multiple myeloma, which is awful cancer.
I'm sorry.
And all I want after treatment, every treatment, is a rocket pop. And you can't find them anywhere.
Really?
The popsicles. Yeah, we've been everywhere. My poor dad, he's retired. He goes to every Market Basket, every Hanford's, everywhere you can find just to find his daughter rocket pops.
But you can't get a substitute brand, or are you just that's your favorite? That's your favorite, huh?
It's just my favorite. It makes me feel better.
Oh, so, I'm sorry, Jen.
It's all good. If anyone knows where there's any rocket pops, let Howie know.
I text in if you know where to get rocket pops. You want to say thank you, Brandon, Jen?
Yeah, thank you, Brandon. Thanks, Howie. You're awesome.
Thanks, Jen. Best of luck. I hope you get better. 844-500-4242. Adam, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Adam.
Air conditioning, heating, air conditioning package unit up from $5,500 up to $8,000. Thanks, Brandon.
$5,500 to $8,000. Good Lord. Thanks for the call, Adam. What happened to Saltine, says 508? Dare to dream, unsalted tops. Even a store brand. Westfield, Massachusetts, kerosene prices, 10/30/20, just before the election, $2.87 a gallon. Now under Brandon, $5.43 a gallon. That's from Rambo. 413-603, surprised you haven't mentioned Dollar Tree store is now $1.25 for all items. 617, does this count? I'm driving a one-year-old top-of-the-line Denali pickup truck. Cost me a ton of money. I didn't want to spend it, but it was the only truck the dealer had. He gave me a ton of truck for my old, the only thing he had on his lot. He gave me a ton of money for my own, for my old truck. It only takes premium gas. Oh man, that's really not a good. Option now, is it? Premium gas. Yeah, this car really runs like a truck. Runs like a top. It only takes premium. Well, you know, you got anything that doesn't take premium? 844-500-4242. Toll House cookie chip chocolate chips have gotten smaller. Howie, I have a second job as a subcontractor. etching the VIN numbers on car windows for insurance reason. My hours have been cut by 70% because there is no car inventory. Thanks, Brandon. King crab comes from the Bering Sea off the northern coast of Alaska. Watch The Deadliest Catch on TV. Thank you for telling me that. I should know that. I'm just used to digging stuff up in the sand on the beaches in New England. 844-500-4242. Lobster meat is $79.99 a pound in Chatham. Oh my God, $79.99? Seems like it was just $45.99 a couple of months ago, or in the summer. Thanks, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
Excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
HVAC 2. Adam was spot on with the price of package units. 781, soda and seltzer water, 12 packs have turned into 8 packs with the price remaining the same. 978 says, rocket pops, all in caps. That tears it. This is an impeachable offense. They are the best. But 702 says, Shaw's and Hannaford's in New Hampshire both carry the original bomb pops, i.e. rocket pops. How about this? We're almost to March. That means St. Patrick's Day. 603 says 3-pound corned beef in Lakes Region, New Hampshire, now $37.50. Oh, wow. You know why the Irish got into eating corned beef? Because it was the cheapest cut around. Maybe it still is at 12 bucks a pound, 12 bucks plus a pound. 774, $54.99 lobster meat at Shaw's Northbridge. Well, that's a bargain compared to Chatham. Let's see. Here's a good one from 585. Are you sure we're not getting screwed by unscrupulous businessmen who can conveniently blame inflation for their untrampled greed? Yeah, that's what, you know, Biden, he was insane on Friday mentioning the oil and gas dealers better not take advantage of it. Like they have anything to do with this. This is all on you, Brandon. 844-500-4242. Kathy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I would just like to thank Brandon for letting me know what it's like to not live in the USA. So last weekend, I went with a couple of friends. They invited us to go to Plymouth Memorial Hall for a concert.
Yeah.
And when we got there, they asked us for our vaccination cards.
Your passports?
We could not get in because we did not have a passport to get in to Plymouth.
Your papers,
Memorial
please.
Memorial Hall.
Ugh.
We were so embarrassed. We had to leave there, and we were with another couple. And, you know, I think one of them might have had, you know, had their card, but
right.
All of us didn't. And so, I mean, luckily, at least she got her money back. But they invited us. It was so embarrassed. We had to walk back down the long set of stairs where everybody's going in because we didn't have a vaccination card. I was like, are we living in America or what?
It was like you were a member of the untouchable caste in India in the old days, you know?
Exactly. You were I was like, okay, now.
Oh, man.
It was horrible.
Jim Crow.
And the thing is, in Plymouth, yeah. We went out to dinner before, and you didn't have to wear a mask or anything because they had just lifted it from Plymouth, you know? So we didn't think anything of it, you know? Like, we weren't going to get in there. We were wondering, would we have to wear masks? But not a vaccination card.
Oh,
I was like, seriously?
I'm sorry, Kathy.
That's so weird because I was at an event at Plymouth Memorial Hall 3 weeks ago, and they didn't ask us anything.
Maybe it was the band. Could it have been the band, Kathy?
It could have been. I don't know. I mean, they were just, they weren't anything
was
great.
Neil Young playing?
No, they were just, they were on like America's Most Talent, you know, whatever. I don't know. I didn't even know. I just went just because something else to do, you know?
Wow. Thanks for the call, Kathy. I appreciate it. We're out of time for this segment. We'll be back next week with Thanks Brandon. And I'm sure there'll be a lot more to thank Brandon for. We appreciate all the calls. 844-500-4242. Sounds like Big Seafood is up next for criticism. I think you're right, 508. I'm Howie Carr.